Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. On PTIB Today, I have two of my broadcast partners who will come to give us very important reports on very important issues. John Rood comes first to give us his European Union update. A report on the European Union political issues, which are setting the stage for the prophetic in the European Union to be fulfilled. Then Ron Morrow comes to reveal how close this world may well be to a one-world digital currency, which, by the way, will be the economic system under the Antichrist. John and Ron will be at the microphone here at the broadcast table in a moment. I want to remind you about my website, prophecytoday.com. It's a full-service website that will meet your needs if you need teaching material, which will help you in your study of Bible prophecy, or if you have a prophecy question you'd like to have answered, that's available at the website as well. That website again, prophecytoday.com. May I suggest you go to the website and bookmark it to meet your needs in the future. Well, as I promised, we're going to get a report, an update on the European Union. Our man who does that, John Rood, living in Brussels, Belgium for a number of years. We always enjoy going to John to get the latest information. John, as you and I have talked before, we do believe that the European Union may well be the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. So when I hear something that's going on as it relates to any member state in the European Union and its relationship with Israel, I always want to bring it to your attention. For example, there's a report that France is considering alternatives to the two-state solution. Now, that would have to get past the Palestinian Authority and the Israeli government, but can you update us on that as well?
It's a bit surprising. We've covered the last few weeks how there has been such progress from the United States, what's referred to as the Abraham Accords, and how there's been now with Israel, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, the Middle East has completely changed, and we knew that the European Union was lagging. Now, as you've mentioned, France is really considering some alternatives. Their diplomats are speaking and saying that, oh, well, this is sort of self-evident that there's been such a change. And so they still prefer and think there's not an official position change. They consider there's a two-state solution is the best. But they're definitely changing their tone and saying that no one's not going to know what happens if it's a one-state, two-state solution with or without Jerusalem, but they've come on the record to say that they can't accept any solution. So this is new, of course, and as you mentioned, of course, are extremely important to monitor the relations between the European Union and Israel, because ultimately that's where we have the biblical prophecy directly from Daniel chapter 9.
And John, at the same time, Tayyip Erdogan in Turkey seems to be fueling hostility against the West, and in particular, the European Union. Give us the update.
Turkey has certainly been in the news, and they have been aggressive, and we've mentioned this through the weeks as well. Particularly now, France's leader Macron is clashing with Erdogan. And they're both playing a semi-escalation in this. But we need to realize that what's happening is not just Turkey's current violations, into the Eastern Mediterranean waters, threatening Cyprus, stands with Muslim immigration, etc. But it's really this position that President Erdogan has assumed on himself to be a spokesman for the Muslim world and to create possibly some form of a neo-Ottoman empire. And when we encounter empire in this context, well, that's very important for us in terms of Bible prophecy.
You mentioned that Tayyip Erdogan and also Macron, president of France, they've been going back and forth with each other. In fact, France has warned Turkey that indeed the European Union will put sanctions on Turkey if they continue the provocation that we've just been talking about. That's a pretty strong threat, isn't it?
Exactly. European sanctions, it's a very strong statement that they want to, draw the line.
John's report on the European Union is essential if you're a student of Bible prophecy. We've already mentioned in this conversation that the European Union, most likely the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire, that's a major player in the end-time prophetic scenario that God lays out in His Word. John, thank you very much, my good friend. Appreciate it. Great report. We'll talk again next week.
And thank you. The product sounded really wonderful if the United States is in Bible prophecy. Interesting.
John Rood giving us his very important report on the European Union, an update as we look at the political, which is setting the stage for the prophetic to be fulfilled. Now here's a broadcast partner coming to the broadcast table. We haven't heard from him a lot, but we always go to him with a very important conversation. Ron Morrow. And Ron is a man who has been in the economic field, a economic advisor for many, many years, watching what's going on not only here in the United States, but around the world as it relates to the economies of each and every one of the nations. It's key as we look at the end times because economics is going to play a key role in what happens, Revelation chapter 18, and other locations in the book of Revelation. Ron, you have a website that people, if they're interested in economics, can come to and find out great information and get your commentary. Give us that website, if you will.
Yes, Jimmy, it's prophecytracker.org.
Prophecytracker.org, that's the place to go. I would bookmark it on my website if I were you. Very important and key information coming from Ron. Well, Ron, the reason I got a hold of you, I read an article that talked about digital currency. As I understand it, Facebook put together a plan to have a global currency, a digital type of a currency. How's that going? What's the situation on Facebook and that plan?
You know, on July 18th, 2019, Facebook announced its intention to issue a global digital currency with the name Libra. Libra was supposed to be built into a digital wallet called Calibra wallet that would then be built into an app for a laptop, iPhone, or smartphone so that people could access the money. Now, Facebook saw Libra as a way to get banking to 1.7 billion people around the world who do not have bank accounts, making it kind of a central bank while avoiding massive regulatory approvals. But that's not what happened, Jimmy. Libra could not escape the global regulations, and on July 30th, 2019, it hit a brick wall over the regulatory problems it had hoped to avoid. In April of this year, Facebook was reported to be looking at a scaled-down Libra attached to just one currency in an attempt to get regulatory approval. But if that happens, it is little more than one more digital currency out of many already in existence.
Well, now, because of that and the failure, basically, of put what they wanted to do together, Facebook is kind of scaling down, as you said. But I understand the central banks are considering virtual money, if that's a possibility, and what can happen. Before I get into the central banks and what they're doing, what is a central bank? Explain that to our listeners.
Very simply, a central bank has control over the creation and distribution of money and credit for a nation. In other words, the central bank is the commercial bank's banker. And globally, all central banks report to the Bank of International Settlements based in Switzerland, commonly called the BIS. It's the central bank's banker. Now, central banks may be publicly or privately owned or a combination of both, and their main functions are issuing money and being the lender of last resort to commercial banks and governments when money is scarce. The central bank targets low inflation by controlling short-term interest rates. It also targets growth, unemployment, and it tries to ensure the stability of the financial system. For example, Jimmy, the U.S. Central Bank or Federal Reserve injected $6.8 trillion into the market back in March for stability during the COVID crisis. So the Federal Reserve is an agency of the federal government whose chairman is appointed by the President and Congress. It's made up of 12 regional member banks, each with a focus on a particular geographical zone of the country. And lastly, the Fed's income is derived primarily from the interest it receives on U.S. government securities.
Boy, that's great information, especially for us who are out here and really not knowing how the economies of the world are unfolding, especially here in the United States. Now, I also understand, if I'm correct, that the central banks are putting together a framework for a digital currency. And in layman's terms, how are they going to do that? How will that come together?
Yeah, on April 29th of this year, the BBC reported that the coronavirus accelerated the decline of cash usage. And in fact, the lockdown has led to a 60% fall in the number of withdrawals from cash machines, causing experts to say that the future of cash is at risk. So most small businesses, especially fast food stores, have been restricting the use of cash since March. And while most central banks are telling the public that digital currency is not meant to replace cash, the facts on the ground tell a different story. In fact, if we work backwards from what we know from Bible prophecy, the opposite is true.
And of course, that is the ultimate goal as we look forward. And as you said, look to the pages of the prophetic scenario found in God's Word. How could it ultimately go into a total digital money across the world? And is that possible in the near future, Ron?
You know, on September 26th, Cleveland Fed President Loretta Mester announced in a speech on central bank digital currencies, now they're called CBDCs for short, that recent legislation has proposed, and this is shocking, Jimmy, that each American one day will have an account with the Fed in which digital dollars could be quickly deposited to be used for emergency relief. Two things immediately are accomplished with that. Cash is eliminated, and the central bank has control of everything.
Boy, that does sound very similar to what the Antichrist will use as foretold there in Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 17. You're a student and teacher of Bible prophecy. Does it not sound very much like that end-time scenario to you, Ron?
Correct. For an authoritarian government to have complete control over every financial transaction, central banks will likely begin consolidating, and eventually there will be only one.
And that will be located in the city, the literal city of Babylon, where the Antichrist will rule and reign over a one-world economic, political, governmental system. Well, we'll have more on that when we take a look at the book right here on Prophecy Today. Ron, thank you so very much. You are so good. You make a layman like me be able to understand what's going on, but it's very key information as we look to the future. So thank you, my good friend. One more time, give us that location of your website and how people can get there.
It's prophecytracker.org, Jimmy. And thank you so much for having me on, and God bless you and our listeners.
Very important reports from both Don and Ron. Interesting what Ron had to say about a digital currency that is coming into view. It sounds very much like a prophetic scenario that is found in the book of Revelation, chapter 13. That's the chapter of God's Word that has the most detailed information on how the Antichrist will set in place an economic system, a worldwide economic system, for each person on the earth to participate in order to be able to buy or sell, and in fact, to be able to sustain life. That's Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 17. This one-world economic system will be headquartered in literal Babylon on the shores of the Euphrates River in modern-day Iraq. That's Revelation chapter 18. The stage is being set for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.